Good afternoon. This is Keith Brown in Moultrie, Georgia, with some cotton commentary for Friday. It's about 2:20 Eastern time. As they say down south, the market got cranked today, which is slang for killed or massacred or however you want to word it. But we were down, almost made new lows today, but did not. The supply-demand numbers came out, and they actually, of course, they had 2024 projections. And these are only projections, but they have the crop at 16 million bales. The guess was 15.7. They have exports at 13 million. They were looking for like 13.14, which that's less. They were looking for ending stocks to be 3.49. It was 3.7. There was a slight cut, I think, in the world numbers. It came out at 83.49. They were looking for like 83, and it was 83. So a little mathematical nuance there, I suppose. Anyway, not big volume, 35,000 maybe, but the market just certainly, while corn and beans and wheat were enjoying the upside, cotton just continues to unravel to the downside. In fact, you don't need to, for me to tell you this, but cotton, December cotton's 10 cents under the cost of production right now. So we either need to shave acres or shave some congressmen, one or the other, or both. At any rate, the stock market higher today, the dollar higher today. As we say, all the grains were higher. It was a little friendlier for corn. Corn's up 12 cents, very friendly for wheat, up 24 cents. Crude oil's down 80 points today. So we come here next week with these projections. We'll really focus on weather. Then acres come in at the end of June, and we'll see what cotton boys and girls have done with the planning of the 2024 crop. If you have any questions or comments, of course, give us a call at 1-800-910-1910. Thanks for listening.